And let us bless again the following countries, areas. And when we hear the name, let us visualize the Christ in the heart of these regions and countries. Thailand. Vietnam. Laos. Cambodia. Indonesia. Now Java, Sumatra. And Russia, the areas of Krasnoyarsk, Kemerovo, Novosibirsk, and Tomsk. And let us now work as a group, calling the soul qualities and values into these countries, envisioning the heaven on earth, the mission of Christ to be successful, and us giving our aid and help for that. And we have a few minutes silence. Okay. And happy new year for those areas. And now we have our honor and pleasure to invite our next brother, David Hopper. And he is also from United States. So David, are you there?
I am here, yes. You can hear me okay, yes?
We can. Wonderful to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And David, do you have your image in your animated image?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why my, let's see, choose virtual background, video settings. I don't know why my video is not showing right at the moment. I have it, the light is on my laptop.
Wait a second. I think I see something here. Oh, that's Joanne. I see Joanne.
Oh, you see Joanne, okay.
I mean, I don't see Joanne yet, but I know she's
so
there.
So can Michael Crow help in this?
Or BL, I'm not sure.
Yes, Heike is writing, cover to your camera, I usually do. There are some kind of patterns what you have to push.
Yes, I don't doubt that at all, but what they are is the question. So it's
so can we see
it says
sorry, I was talking to y'all and you guys couldn't hear me. It tells me that his video is going. It says I have the option to stop his video.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I turned my video on in Zoom, but I'm not.
Oh, have you shared your screen?
Oh, maybe that's what I got to do. Okay.
Yeah, I stopped my share. So try now.
Can you see me now? Oh, not yet. It's still dark. I can see my my little black screen up there right now, but I can't see. I see Michael and Tuya's picture, but I don't see myself. I have no idea why this isn't working.
Can you click the share screen button at the bottom?
That's what I did, but it says host disabled participant screen sharing.
Uh-huh. Oh, who is that host?
Unknown.
Well, that was Michael, but okay, hold on just one second here.
Yeah, because it shows in the Zoom chat area that I am unmuted and my video is open for viewing. So I guess it has to be a host. Yes, it has to
is that naughty host?
Tuya, do you have something there that says allow someone else to share?
Oh, is it me? Oh gosh.
I don't know because you were the last one sharing and I don't have an option.
Oh, multiple, right. Okay, what about now? It was me.
No, I'm not so sure. But can you share now, David?
Oh, I can share again. I can try that. Let's see. Oh, well, I just have my own little New Year's observations, which I was going to my presentation, but I mean, that's about it I have, yeah.
Okay, now we can see your screen. So it was me. I had some kind of thing here, what was stopping.
And now we should be also able to see the image. David's
your video
image.
Can you put that on?
Let me see here.
What we see is your New Year's observations looking back at 2020.
Yeah, you're right, yes. I don't know what I'm supposed to do to, let's see, create.
And then Michael is not here.
Oh, he's not. Okay, choose
he'll,
video.
He'll be right back. Just.
Okay, we'll do our. We'll
we can do audio. Best. Yeah, audio, of course.
Okay, yeah. Well, it would have been nice to see you, but anyway, great that we can hear you and we can see your screen. But before we go there, I want to ask from you too, David, how did it happen to you? How did you caught this hit on your head that there is spiritual life?
Hit on my head. Well, that's an interesting question. Well, I don't want to get too detailed, but I came out of the Army in 1977, and I went to my parents' home in Bremerton, Washington at the time. And then I went and I was figuring out what I was going to do. Well, very quickly, I figured out I was going to get my bachelor's degree in the Russian language. So I got my bachelor's degree at the University of Washington, Seattle. So fast forward to 1980, I decided to go to live again in the San Francisco Bay Area. And so there I, through interesting circumstances, I came across a group called Safe Space, which it was basically an Alice Bailey group. They were not focused on theosophy, but they were focused through the Alice Bailey teachings. However, the people, well, many of the people in the group were not exactly mentally polarized, so there was a lot of astral energy. But anyhow, despite all that, I stayed with the group for about 6 years, and that's how I got introduced to the Bailey teachings. 1986, I broke from the group and I went on to other things, and I eventually got involved with going to Russia, because that was my that was a focus for me, and that's how I met Joanne. And I don't need to get into the details of that, but what it did, it opened me up for, well, expanding my awareness with different cultures, different people in that way, but also parallel with the teachings. Because, you know, in many ways, Alice Bailey in like the Arcane School, I started with the Arcane School in 1985, and then I finished it in 2009. I took a lot of time to finish it. But Alice Bailey talked about how a major purpose of the Arcane School was to create world disciples, or basically initiate world discipleship for yourself. Mm. And of course, what that means for me personally meant a lot of purification, because back in the 1980s and into the 90s, I was unrecognizable by who I am today, what I understand, what I feel, what I know, what I intuit, etc. So I'm a very different person than that person, but at the same time, there's core parts of me that are similar. But at the same time, the teachings, the Arcane School teachings, which of course are basically very similar to the Moria Federation teachings for the Quest and the Great Quest work, gave me insight into my personal self. So I don't want to make this about myself, but my whole life is about myself, but it's also about how I interact with other people and the environment and the animal kingdom and a plant. I mean, everything. It's just, it's how I see that. And it's like, that's my expanded awareness, and it keeps expanding. And in recent years, it's become interesting, because when I was in the Army in the 1970s, that's when it's sort of a strange expression, that's when I became politically aware, you know, because I was in the Army, I was in bureaucracies, I was in this dynamic connection with, I was working in intelligence in the Army, spying on the Russians. So I was intimately connected with the CIA, with the NSA, with certain elements of the government, and how they were working and how they were definitely not working. And then there was and then learning with the teachings, you learn about people have thought form energy. They have, how are they focusing their energy? How are they focusing their personalities? What is their interest? And so I was discovering that over the last 30 years or whatever, saying that, you know, that how are people using that? And I'm seeing that in today's world. You know, this is what motivated me to the 10 Seed Group's focus and the writing that book on the subjective influences. But it's basically becoming more consciously aware of the dynamics of the people in power. And it's people in power, not just in government, but it's all throughout the entire 10 Seed Groups. And this has become an interest of mine, but I'm looking at ways of expanding that teaching to greater levels or greater furthering a teaching, but I'm not really clear exactly what that is yet. It's I have some ideas, and right at the moment I'm, as you know, I'm teaching the Journey of the Soul class through Moria Federation once a month, and so that's part of my service work right at the moment. But I feel I got some other service work going on too regarding the 10 seed groups, but that's that in the fullness of time will become more clear, part of my own expansion of consciousness. Yes.
Right. So it is like the work, how it is manifesting, it has those steps, but you can already see that there is something in that 10 seed groups that you are going to develop that further on and deeper ways to help people to understand more about that, how
my desire. That's my desire, but it's a higher desire. It's more of a manas level as opposed to kama manas. It's if putting it in those terms, but it's a motivation. It's because I feel that there's some deeper something or rather that's driving me to expand my awareness in this and then share it out with other people through my writings, teachings, whatever. So that's sort of where I'm at now. That.
But it's one can see already it is very needed, because I have not seen that so much we have been elaborating that area. And when we think about that, there is so much about the teaching that everybody has their full hands full and plate full to just try to that little corner to expand it. So one thing you said earlier that you were also interested about like plants and animals. I was thinking that let us talk a little bit about animals, because we have not been talking yet. That how do you see at the moment the animal kingdom? Do you think that there is something happening? Because I think that there are really things happening in animal kingdom.
Well, I would actually expand it to all the kingdoms, particularly, we'll say the first three kingdoms, the mineral, the animal, and the plant kingdoms. And of course, the human is the fourth, but it's like we're on the verge of a major extinction, and climate change is happening, whether we can agree or disagree on the science of it and what's really happening. But the fact is, there's too many people on the planet right now, which are impinging on the resources of the planet, and we're not conscious in that way. So, but the animal kingdom is certainly extremely important, and we have, unfortunately, there are animals going extinct as we speak, almost, and that is happening ongoing, and right at the moment with the major pandemic going around the world, people are, you know, thinking about the animal kingdom and the preservation of it is really, it's almost a second thought. It isn't really, it isn't primary right at the moment. And so many things are going to the wayside right at the moment. And a major interest of mine is definitely of preserving the environment. And and then we have the concept of how am I, you know, generic human being, how am I treating the animal kingdom? How am I treating the environment? And that's thought form energy. That has to do with right human relations. It has to do with what is my relationship? And do I hate or do I love? Do I cooperate or do I not cooperate or cause friction or tension? Whatever. It's just simply, these are all things that are important to me that I think about. And I see this when I'm looking at, literally current events.
Exactly. Thank you. You know, what I was thinking in relationship with animals, because there has come so amazing video clips. YouTube is amazing in that sense, that how advanced are some animals. And that's a thing about that how it is at the moment. DK said that then in one point was the door was closed. And I think that we are really in that place with animals, our brothers and sisters, their smaller brothers and sisters, that they are already ready to come into human kingdom, but the door is still closed. So these great changes are at the moment happening. But we will let you now be free, David. The stage is yours. Welcome. And then after that, we will share again.
Okay, so I can make a little presentation then, yes?
Yes, official permission.
Okay. Well, I put together 3 pages of notes, which come up to under 15 minutes, so I don't want to take up too much time here. You can see the notes on my screen here, so I'll just sort of read them and whatever. Regarding the stage of the forerunner, which we are in, G.K. said that the time of the reappearance of the Christ and the externalization of the hierarchy will be determined at the 2025 conclave. We're just 4 years away. Since 1925, the New Global World Servers has been preparing for his coming during that time, what's called the stage of the forerunner. And G.K. has said that the stage of the forerunner involves increased spiritual activity by disciples, by aspirants, whatever, on the inner planes and the outer planes, to negate the energies of selfishness, greed, and hate. And since we're in the last years, as the era of the forerunner, last 4 years in this case, we understand that the problems confronting humanity are largely about purification and the right use of mind, such as right thought form building and implementation. When individuals or groups of people practice cooperation, goodwill, and right human relations toward their fellow man or women, they are responding to soul and hierarchical impulses. And we can say also as per the plan, as far as the shambolic impact also, or the shambolic impact via the hierarchy. So for 2020 and or for 2021 forward also, we can ask, how are individuals and leaders, these are leaders, not just in government, this is leaders across all the 10 seed groups, and how are they using thought form energy to create and fulfill their ends? And I leave that as an open-end question, because obviously they're using it for absolutely horrible means, and they're obviously using it for wonderful, expressive, soul-expressive means too. And how are people who are participating in movements such as the Black Lives Movement, for example, using thought form creation to fulfill their ends? And using a broad paintbrush, I'm going to approach this retrospective by looking at the background ray and seed group energies and influences by discussing major crises in the world in 2020 and continuing into 2021. The first of the ones I'm talking about, of course, is the pandemic, for COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. president, which I prefer not to use his name, showed virtually no leadership and uneven at best. His caring and the shunning as a presidential responsibility took place due to the lack of poor leadership and concern for helping to stabilize the economy and those hit by losing their jobs and their livelihood due to the COVID crisis. And we had some of the major issues, too, were the attack on democracy, which is happening to this very moment. Certain politicians are undermining the U.S. democratic norms by lying, deceiving, and misleading the American public. And this is basically, this is obviously a high abuse of thought form energy too. On the racial issue, this was a major thing that came up in 2020. The issue of police brutality resulted in racial unrest in the U.S. and Europe and continued expression through the Black Lives Matter movement. And so I talked about what would if there was a change or a major significant change in the thought stream of humanity, so to speak, what would a paradigm shift look like? And from an understanding of the stage of the forerunner, service workers the world over are working 24/7 to facilitate mankind shifting from the mindset of selfishness and separation toward a global consciousness of love, cooperation, and unity. With this focus, a paradigm shift in the social, religious, economic, scientific, and political spheres will eventually bring about an unfoldment of human consciousness toward practicing right human relations and establishing the kingdom of God on earth. Needless to say, this is an enormous objective, which the hierarchy, of course, is working toward, and that no one individual or group can accomplish alone. We can describe in great detail many things that should and need to be done by each of the 10 seed or service groups in our world to make the transition to the Aquarian Age. With a focused vision of what's possible by those who love humanity, a great transformation and paradigm shift is possible. Now we're going to talk about dealing with crisis and the right use of mind. These are, of course, I could digress into many of these areas in more greater detail, but this is just a broad paintbrush, as I was calling it. Interestingly enough, the nature of crisis is about dealing with forms of purification. That is, clearing away anything in consciousness, such as glamours and illusion. It keeps us from clear seeing, such as transcending all forms of selfishness, fear, and resentment, and coming to a greater understanding of the crisis. For those of us who practice the right use of speech and not using inflammatory rhetoric or deceptive forms of communication for being the prime motivation of communication, we should also demand the right use of mind from people in power, such as telling the truth, such as not lying or deceiving, such as being transparent and accountable. Whether from an individual or group level, as individual members of society, including our leaders, we all have the responsibility for practicing right guidance on the physical plane through right action and right speech. To initiate healing and deal with crisis, we need as a society to learn to create new intentionality by making all of our lives' activities that of sole purpose through cooperation, goodwill, and compassion. And as a note here with this, of course, we can say that this is happening, but there's also the forces of darkness, which represent forces of involution, of selfishness and greed, and the people that do not want us to see clearly. And there is all the people on the other side who are ones of tolerance, cooperation, goodwill, and want us to see clearly, and they see the way ahead. So we have all these divergent energies in the world correspondingly right at this moment happening. And so we have this tremendous activity on the inner planes and outer planes. Now I'm going to talk about the ashramic influence through the rays and the 10 seed groups. We know that the rays are an influence on individuals and the group humanity. Let's briefly examine the most influential rays and seed groups through some of the events of 2020 and what they portend for 2021. I'm basically just going to do the rays in order and connect the seed groups with them. For Ray 1, which represents will and power, we have governments. We have seed group number 5, the political organizers. They're working around the world. They took center stage in their attempts to mitigate and manage the COVID crisis and contain protest in the wake of police brutality. People were influenced by the imposition of first Ray will aspect through the physical plane action and upon the minds of men. They realize their ideas have a powerful impact and often result in a breaking up and destruction of old forms. So from this, we might ask, the effect of government on dealing with COVID, was the knowledge of the virus suppressed or presented to people in full transparency? And the answer is a mixture of both. The seed groups, the political organizers, work together with scientists and medical professionals to bring forth information. Regarding the issue of police brutality and the racial injustice that took place primarily in the United States, but it also went over into Europe too. How were the protests handled by the government, federal government, and the states? What is the will or what message do the protesters of the Black Lives Matter movement want to convey? And again, we're talking about the message. We're talking about thought form energy, which is a form of telepathy, and it goes out there as a national conversation. So we think of these ideas that are put out there as thought form energy that influence. For Ray 2 influence, which is focused through the major aspect of love and wisdom, servers of this ray gather and assimilate ideas through magnetic and sympathetic love. In 2020, we saw the seed groups such as the magnetic healers, the political organizers, the financial services group working together to help people in their respective nation. We saw the influence of this ray playing out mainly in how the COVID crisis was handled. For those who are motivated by love and compassion, its primary influence was through education and helping professions, such as doctors, nurses, through practicing right human relations and cooperation. We also think about how the people were put out of work because of the COVID crisis through no fault of their own, and how they're cared for, how they are cared for economically through government programs and stimulus money. For Ray 3, which is basically intelligent activity, these servers were influenced by this ray working in combination with other ray and seed groups. With the first ray first ray group, which is mainly through the political organizers, if you can follow all this, through doing this through government legislation and economic stimulus. Ray 3 people working with second ray people, and also with the magnetic healers, seed groups 3 and group 7, the scientists, working with health professionals to create a vaccine and distribute it to fight the COVID virus. Members from the scientific community came forth to develop the vaccine, educate, and inform the public. In this example, members of these seed groups exemplify the concept of livingness and getting things done mindset, while others working with 7 ray types. Overall, people of these rays brainstormed, created ideas, and worked together for manifesting remedies on the physical plane. So Ray 4, which is highlighted by harmony through conflict, beauty, and creativity. The fourth ray influenced seed groups 5, politics, seed group 4, educators, and the seed group 10, the creative workers. Major task of these personalities involved the beautification or creativity and manifesting the energy of harmony, such as peace, creating peace in the environment. We saw these rays expressing through racial conflict resulting from police brutality. People in communities were protesting and demanding reconciliation of inbred and endemic racial problems. Again, these are conflicting energies on the inner planes, which came to the outer planes. This is going over centuries too, so it's a centuries old problem. And it also was represented by thought form energy to bring forth a harmony. There was also a major conflict of ideas through the US election, conservative versus liberal ideas. Both sides exemplified desire, fear, and dark thoughts through deceptive advertising and messaging. So transparency and truthfulness was not exactly as forthcoming as it could have been, but we still had a result nevertheless. The fourth ray expressed through the creative arts and education. We had artistic communities such as people on Broadway and performers in the movie industry. They were put out of work due to COVID, but many found creative outlets through Zoom technology. Although people can't meet in person safely, Zoom and streaming helps for people and community to continue to thrive. Also, since students in classrooms can't safely meet yet in person, schools are teaching students through Zoom technology across the nation. And that's not to say all these things are working in great harmony, but humans are highly adaptable through all sorts of creative intention and thought form building and their desires to create a harmony. They find ways of making it happen. Zoom made that happen, or is making it happen right now as we speak, as a matter of fact. Through Ray 6, moving right along, which is highlighted by idealism and devotion. During this time, mankind has been swayed by innumerable ideals. For the sixth ray, idealism exists in the Black Lives Matter movement and with the political platforms of political parties in the United States, such as the conservative versus liberal viewpoints. We can probably also extend it over to other countries in Europe too, who are working with certain conservative and liberal views too for making a particular dynamic happen. We can say that a major glamour of the sixth ray influenced the US president and his administration with a me only or selfish mindset of how politics played out, is still playing out in the US regarding the COVID crisis and dealing with protests across the nation. Finally, with Ray 7, ceremonial order and magic, again through the seventh ray influence in combination with the other rays, particularly the hard rays, 1, 3, 5, and 7, conscious skill and action was utilized. Members of this Ray group helped focus and manage those forces to contain the COVID crisis in their community and nation through practical activity and right timing and sensitivity toward time management. Basically, the entire concept of COVID was a major thought form and energy projected on humanity. And then all sorts of countries went into what you might call in secular terms as project management. Whole bunch of people get together from different disciplines and they say, we have to figure this out. The scientists say, we're going to create a vaccine. They did. The government has to manage it. That's a thought form energy too. And that's also management. The seventh ray energy is working very powerfully there. Finally, the need for practicing right human relations. From Alice Bailey's Light on the Soul in Book 2, Sutra 30, DK says, harmlessness and truth to all beings are energies that, if practiced, the disciple would be perfect in his relationship with other people and for enabling right human relations in the physical and astral realms. For 2021, we hold that politicians, scientists, educators, and medical professionals all practice harmlessness. And this involves man's physical, emotional, mental acts as they are related to the expression of force or energy in how he or she generates through physical plane activities, especially toward others. And certainly speaking the truth, being accountable, being transparent, practicing integrity. This directly relates to the use of speech, right use of speech, we can say, and imparting truth and transparency in all that the person, the individual expresses through the medium of the voice and the media. When the service worker embraces these values, rules, and commandments, he becomes the caretaker of his own evolution and thus influences his environment. So that is all I have for my presentation. There could be obviously a lot more, but we're constrained by time here, so it we can go on from there.
For you to be on camera, come to my computer, and then you
can... Maybe not so much constrained, David. We have a little flexibility, but look, you've offered a lot of thought, a lot of thought form energy compressed into a short time. Is this, these are notes from your recent book, or?
No, not really. They're just notes I put together based on what you told me to say that what we're going to do with the New Year's and ideas about for the whole thing. So
don't listen to me, you know.
Well, no, these were just, these are just my insights and ideas. So yes.
Yeah. Well, it's very comprehensive, and I know that, different people may have different responses to what is said. So is there anybody that would like to ask David any questions about his offering here, or to present some thought in relation to it? Someone is asking, did you do Ray 5, David?
Did I do Ray? No, I guess I didn't do Ray 5. I guess I could say Ray 5, of course, was the scientist, and they helped working with the government for COVID, of course. That was a major concept there, yes.
Yes, okay. Well, you know, we're a little bit in limbo now about the treatment of this disease. Different kinds of vaccines are coming out, and some of them are having effects on some people, and others we have to wait because it's too soon to know whether they will affect the drastic numbers that are appearing in various countries, and especially the United States. It's really out of control. But it's you know, in my view, too early, maybe by what I can't say how long to see what will result. Okay. You know, there's a lot of problem. A real martial law. There's somebody here who's asking you a question. How is locking people down in martial law, for example, Australia, a kind way to deal with things, horrendous mental health ramifications? Do you have anything to say to that?
Well, we happen to have a cousin who lives, not a cousin, a nephew who lives down in Australia in the Sydney area, and he doesn't talk about martial law, although there is, you know, when there's an outbreak, people are, say, lockdown, but that is, I think that's an extreme viewpoint. Martial law, of course, to me is more like with the military comes on the streets with the tanks and the troops, and that's the extreme of martial law, but or the police or whatever. But I don't see that happening. Certainly, it has happened in Europe, where I think in France at least, where the police have questioned people being on the street or why they're there or something, or I'm going shopping for food or something, and that might be as far as I've heard it expressed, but I haven't heard of any martial law being extreme like they're talking about there.
It's the kind of thing you're talking about is at least threatened in the United States due to military advice, and with the unpredictability of our present dweller in the White House, we really don't know whether as a last resort that could be pulled out. But we have to define our terms. Usually it's to prevent insurrection. And insurrection could be named even right before the inauguration. Well, we'll get into that, because I think we have a program here coming up on the sacred. Oh, no, it's going to be the sacred pentagram approach. I'm sorry. So it's not going to be the vigil. You know, we're doing a vigil right now. Look, we all have strong opinions about these things.
Sure.
I think we have to, although it doesn't seem to be a time for patience, in a way it is. There's been terrible mismanagement, terrible lack of consideration of the welfare of millions, especially in the United States and in many other countries of the world. Many people have been ignored, and their problems have not been addressed properly. This is going to be a very tough emergence when the new administration comes in, which we assume that it will, unless there is a coup, you know. But I don't want to get too much into that. David's has presented a big picture. Are there responses to this big picture?
Hello, David.
Yes, go ahead.
This is BL. I just wanted to say that I have posted the link to your Journey of the Soul announcement page on MoiraFederation.com.
Okay, so thank you.
People can look at that. And down at the bottom of that, it points them to the recordings of the ones you've already done. The next one, the upcoming one, is 9 January. I just wanted to put a plug in for that.
Sure, thank you.
And I also wanted to say, if you would be kind enough to email me what you've got right here.
Oh, sure. I can send you my little three-page blurb I just presentation. Sure.
Yeah, what I can do is add it to your Macara, where the recordings are.
Oh, sure. No problem.
So people would have access to that. So I just wanted to add that in there.
I would like to just to make a final little comment regarding what I was talking about. I seem to recall Alice Bailey saying somewhere that I think it was Alice Bailey, DK, whatever. They were basically saying the concept of acknowledging people of goodwill in the public who are talking about bringing unity and cooperation and bringing people together. And I can't remember the exact words for this, of course, but I think it's important for us as disciples, whatever level we're at, aspirants, whatever level we're at, to hold our thoughts, our hearts, and our minds focused on bringing forth the truth And whatever the truth is, I mean, you know, we're doing meditations, hopefully daily. We're hopefully connecting with the, at least with higher manas, going into the Buddhic plane, whatever. It's like as much as we can do this, but we use our intuition and we bring forth what seems right to us. And then we're holding that truth. We're holding that truth in our being. And from that truth, we physically, we emotionally, and we mentally output ourselves into the world and communicate that, basically coming from a soul space. And because the soul is not about deception and lies and deceiving, it is about transparency and telling things about the inner planes and then bringing that forward out to the outer planes. And this is about what right human relations is. That's probably the greatest thing that we could possibly do in today's world, and to support that concept and that thought form going out for anything we do.
Yes, yes, it's a very good point, David. You know, we are faced with a great dilemma. And as some people have noted, the second ray soul and the third ray personality of our planet are really in conflict at this time. There are many people who want economic vibrancy, return, health, of course. And as one of our members points out, the mental health issues of not being able to work, of having to stay at home, basically sometimes going out on the street and being stopped, you know, why are you here? These are pretty severe. At the same time, the humanitarian issues of watching large numbers of the human race being eliminated by our lack of consideration for others. In other words, we won't even do the mitigation that is required. Mitigation through masks, social distancing, you know, it's not 100%, of course. But we don't care enough about people. We're making others, even in our families, sick because we are not thinking beyond our own particular convenience. Now, I think it was brought up in one of the earlier discussions that this whole pandemic is to bring a greater sense of responsibility and unity forward. It will be painful that light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. It's a very Plutonic period before the first initiation. And Dwayne was emphasizing also how the cosmic rays are involved in all of this. It's a much bigger issue than we can possibly understand, but we have to be able to cooperate in our own way. And some kind of consideration that there can be no economic recovery without a recovery in health, I believe, has to finally reach the people, so they will be more respectful. And I suspect that if we all think deeply, we, for the most part, agree with that idea, I believe. Well, any other things you want to ask David before we go into our silence? Let's see. With the next countries coming up. Exactly. please let it not be the harbinger of things to come. You know, it's gotten so that even when we sneeze, even when we have the symptoms of a normal cold, we're already questioning ourselves as to what might be possible. And remember, the World Health Organization head said this may not be the worst epidemic which is coming along. And he pointed to other possibilities, and there are also prophecies from the Native Americans about that possibility. The Dalai Lama said, says Heike, when he sneezed, it was the waking call of the Buddha. Well, that's a nice way to think of it. Any further thoughts for David or questions at this point? Well, we appreciate, David, all the work that you're doing with your books and your programs, and just essentially helping to get the word out, you know. The educative function of the new group of world servers, especially in a strongly second-ray period of the planet's ongoing development, is really important. We are educators no matter what ray we're on, because we are affiliated with the hierarchy, one of whose major functions is illumination and education. So, you know, wherever we have a chance to spread a more enlightened way of thinking, we must take the opportunity and indeed the responsibility. Anything to you from you or no? We can now, if you like, it looks like we can go into the preparation for the hour.
Can you hold a little bit? I am just correcting something here.
Tuya is, turn off your, turn that off, Tuya. Someone has their audio on, not have it on. Do you have it on? Otherwise, we get the echo. Now that echo is gone. Yes, so around the world we go, blessing, wishing the best. We're all in this together. And I suppose, you know, the word pan in Greek, it means the whole thing, basically everything, pan. And we are in a globalized experience. I think someone pointed out that in the earlier days of isolation, we did not have an understanding of what was going on everywhere, and now we do. And we see that everyone is affected. So it's going to take some years to work our way through this. And hopefully by the time of the Great Conclave, although these things don't occur immediately, but hopefully by the time of the Great Conclave, we have made some progress in instilling soul values, which we've all been talking about. But this, of course, means the ability to really, really contact the soul and make it more than just words, and to find that energy, which is the Christ consciousness, and to focus within that energy. DK basically said, look, you can't really meditate, well, maybe the word should have been contemplate, until you can focus your consciousness in a sustained manner within the causal body. And that's where our work comes, so that we can really be effective in service and bringing the divine plan meaningfully to others, not just as another doctrine that we are preaching or talking about, but that we carry the energy itself so we can be part of that great defending wall. Now, Tuya, we have only 5 minutes.
We are ready.
Okay.
And we can go into silence now.
You need to share your screen, please.
Am I not sharing my screen?
David has his screen up.
No, there should be a reading silence.
No.
No?
No.
Yeah. Is now seen?
Yes, all well.
Okay. So we go into silence.